If you've heard Alicia Keys' songs before, you probably know her to be a piano player with meaningful lyrics. In the album, Girl on Fire, Alicia has managed to maintain that image while experimenting with different styles. What makes Alicia's album unique is because of all the variety in the song choice, there is a special song in the album for everyone. Whether you like songs with an island feel, want to be mellowed with jazz, or want a tune to dance along with, you'll soon be rocking along to your new favorite song after listening to this album. The question is it worth buying the whole album? Personally, an album has to be the most amazing thing ever and bring tears to my eyes in order for me to even consider buying it. Will I be buying the whole album for myself? It's not likely. But I will probably be listening to it on repeat on Grooveshark. There is also a strong possibility that I will buy a particular song I cannot get out of my head, called Not Even the King. The first couple of words drew me in instantly. Money. Some people so poor all that they've got is money. Please ignore the bad grammar. This song is beautiful. Its words setting a whole new standard for song lyrics. It's being backed up by piano, and, of course, sung by Alicia's angelic voice. This song speaks to me. If you lend an ear to Girl on Fire, you'll find your special song too. I'm sure of this because of the diversity of the song choice. This song, called Limited List, may help you to better understand what I mean. Now, whether you liked it or not, you have to admit that you've probably seldom or never heard an R&B singer compose a song like that. Personally, this is not my favorite song in the album. I don't really understand why Alicia felt the need to make up a new word. If you haven't noticed, she simply added ED to the word limitless. And there you have it, a unique song title. I can stand it though, it is someone's new favorite song. This is going to sound extremely corny, but Keys' album reminds me of the ideal world. People of different cultures are accepted, and their differences are even celebrated. You may not instantly fall in love with every song on the album, but each one makes the album what it is. Don't think that Alicia is just using you as a subject to test out different songs and see which ones consumers like best. This songs on Girl on Fire lead me to believe that Alicia Keys has a high standard for the songs that make it onto her album. I like the concept of the album being a total surprise to listeners, even to avid Alicia Keys fans. It was put together for you, so give it a listen. You can experience other types of music along with your usual style, and maybe you'll even find a candidate for your new favorite song.